the grueling nature of the playoffs, can you rely on, you know, 30 and 20 plus from these two throughout? Yeah.
We got a lot of different shots. Just continue to, you know, get each other in good position. Guys want to make shots, you know. With that being said, you know, this is, you know, not the prettiest offensive series either. So, you know, defense, rebounding, you know, the small things are very important as well. So, you know, we can't, you know, focus, you know, on making shots all the time. You know, that's definitely a part of the game. We want to make shots, but I think we have to continue to try to win the rebounding battle, continue to try to have, you know, very low turnovers, and, you know, continue just to do the little things, because that's what this series has really been about.
This is more of a black and blue series than you've had in a while? Just sort of a grinded out physical series?
Yeah, it's a physical series, you know. Nobody's shooting great percentages offensively. I think, you know, we cracked 100 last game. But, you know, besides that, it hasn't been really, you know, a great deal of scoring in this series. So, defense, you know, rebounding, turnovers, you know, all those things, you know, come into play and can affect the game one way or another even more.
Thank you. Points in the paint, coming off of rebounds, getting baskets in transition, how much is that a focus for this next game?
Very important. You know, this is not a, like I said, this is not a pretty series. You know, it's not a lot of high-flying plays, maybe not a lot of, you know, getting up and down, you know, high scoring, you know, it's a grind. So, you know, if a team can get out in transition and get some relief baskets, that helps that team even more. So, you know, with that being said, you know, we don't want them to get out of transition and get relief baskets. We don't want them to get offensive rebounds for putbacks. You know, those are considered relief baskets as well, put them on a free throw line. You know, anything like that can pretty much change the game. So, we got to continue to try to make them work just like they're making us work.
Is there anything fun about watching what LeBron and Dwayne did for 38 straight points yesterday?
I didn't even know that until after the game. You know, when you're in the flow of the game and you're just playing as hard as you can and you're competing and rebounding, defending, and moving and just being active, you don't even recognize it. I didn't even know until after the game. That's an amazing stat.
But they were hitting some shots that were, you know, whether you knew the running total or not, it was obviously they were pretty in the flow. I mean, it was just sort of fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, they got it going, you know. And those two guys are capable of doing that, you know. You got to think that, you know, everything, you know, that the Indiana did were probably not wrong, you know, when you got those guys playing the way they're playing and shooting the way they're shooting. And sometimes, you know, nobody's really going to stop them. Probably going to make adjustments, make a little tougher on those guys, and we got to adjust as well.
What was working so well for you yesterday?
Just running out, setting screens, you know, flaring.
Hitting 5 or 6, flaring, just things, yeah, just flaring, big
flaring,
shots.
Yeah, flaring, like what I usually do. You know, pick and pop has really been my game, you know, the majority of my career. So instead of rolling to the basket yesterday, I got into more of a pick and pop, which was more comfortable for me and more of what I've grown accustomed to doing over these 9 years.
Hey, you don't talk about the movements that you
do. I told them. I ain't told them what they was. I ain't going to tell them what they is, man. Nobody will never know.
Every game in the playoffs with only a 7-game series has a sense of urgency. Is it any different in Game 5 than it was in Game 1?
No. It's even more of a sense of urgency. Because we understand that how we felt after Game 4, you know, the mental beatdown, the physical beatdown, the stitches, and the fatigue and everything like that, that's how we got to feel, you know, after Game 5, and probably even more so, because that's what it's going to take to win a game against these guys. They're a tough team, man. They're playing tough, we playing tough, and, you know, it's a classic 2-3 matchup.
Does seeing your own blood inspire you?
Like Bruce Lee?
JJ go way back. I mean, he's known as a 3-point shooter, man. You're trying to cram on somebody last night.
I saw that, man. That caught me by surprise. I didn't see it coming. But, you know, be aggressive is what we try to tell each other. So, you know, he was aggressive, and we love aggressive plays by one another.
Dwayne said that was the best moment coming back on the plane.
Yeah, a lot of guys laughed about it. We got a kick out of it. But like I said, just seeing Champ be aggressive, you got to love it.
D-Wade said last night that your performance was the dance that he fell in love with over these years. Is this taking the lid off for you a little bit?
I just took advantage of the opportunities that I had. You know, I got into my pick and pops, which is what I pretty much killed my career on. We in the fourth quarter, we got into a lot of pick and pop situations, which is no secret is where I'm most comfortable. As opposed to rolling to the basket. I roll to the basket sometimes. I get smothered by size, 6, 10, 7 feet, So picking pops is where I'm most comfortable. We got to it last night. And, it just felt like old times.
How many stitches did you wind up taking last night?
9.
And can you see okay out of the eye right now?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah.
Is there something to be said for playing angry?
Just probably playing focus more so than anything. When you get hit in the eye, first thing that comes to mind is, damn, am I going to be able to shoot? So with that being said, I had to really focus on, shooting the ball even more.
Obviously, fans are saying, well, why don't LeBron and D-Wade do that every night? Of course, there's variables. How often can you count on those guys stepping up and having that kind of 1-2 combo like you did last night?
I mean, they're capable of doing it. I don't know about every night. Shots are not going to fall every night. We just got to depend on our defense and our rebound. Those are the things you can control every night. You can't control if the ball goes in every night. This is a very interesting game. Mm-hmm. Some nights you throw it up and it seems like everything you put up is going in, and then some nights it's like you can't find the bottom of the net. So, we can't focus on, those guys doing that every night. Our defense, our rebounding, our effort, and those things, we got to have those every night.
You think the defense yesterday is getting a little overlooked with as well as they played? I mean, if you don't shut them down the way you did in the second half, maybe you still don't win.
I mean, we could have played better defense. We watched the film and some things we could have did better, just like I'm sure there's some things they feel like they could have did better. So I'm expecting both teams to come in, with those tweaks being made and, come prepared for another battle in game 5.
Udonis, when they went small with Adminson as their only big, was that the first time you had played 5 in the series with a bunch of perimeter guys around you? Yeah. Is that something you enjoy doing, or is it tough?
I mean, I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it at all. Whatever it takes. I'm comfortable playing the 5 in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little different if they have Hibbert in the game. See how coach wants to do that matchup. With Musson in there. I can definitely play the 5.
And you had good success with the bigger lineup with you and Joel late in the game, too, right?
Yeah. So, whatever coach is, thinking, I'm on board. However he wants to put me in there, however he wants to make it work, I'm willing to do it.
Anyone call you or text you last night just to congratulate you?
Yeah,
notes?
I had a lot of texts.
Yeah, friends, mostly. Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. All right,
thank you.